Well, it's certainly the topic of the moment, the future of work and the impact that it's going to have on employment opportunities, not just for Tasmanians but Australians wide. What the role of digital disruption is actually doing? Is it going to replace and displace workers? And how are jobs actually going to change in terms of the tasks that are actually performed? So tonight we've got a great panel. It's really quite exciting. We're going to hear from three Tasmanians, an entrepreneur, about telling us his story of what's actually possible here in Tasmania. He's combined the opportunities attached to digital disruption to make and be an entrepreneur here in Tasmania. We're going to hear from, and his name's Paris Butfield Addison.
Oh, I know him from Secret Lab. Yeah,
so he's great. Really interesting story. Worked in the Silicon Valley and has brought his skills back here to Tasmania and done some amazing things. We're hearing from Elizabeth Lovett, who's a partner with Deloitte, and she's going to provide us with a bit of an industry perspective of Tasmania and what they're looking for in terms of how we develop our skills going forward to accommodate the changing needs. We're going to hear from the voice of youth, and often the youth perspective is really lost in terms of what they're looking for from work in the future, what they really need to be able to participate productively in the workforce, but also what they bring in terms of their skills and attitudes and aptitudes to the workforce that often employers miss or don't appreciate when they first join the workforce. And then we're going to hear from James Wright, who is the CEO and director of the Future Business Council. So he's really about changing business models, adapting to change, what employers and industry leaders need to do, and how we can actually take advantage of the changes in the employment market.
So this is more than a chat about introducing coding into early learning and primary school?
This is structural change that's occurring globally in terms of how we operate and how we go about participating in work and what we can do here in Tasmania to make sure that we're not left behind. Because a real risk, if we don't adapt to change, is being left behind and the gap widening between Tasmania and Australia and within Tasmania as well. I mean, there's two sides to the spectrum in terms of the role that digital disruption will have. There's those people that are really liberated and excited about the opportunities that bring and the productivity and the wealth creation that can occur if we take advantage of these things. But then there's also those that are really fearful of the impact that it will have and the job losses that will occur and the potential widening of inequality, particularly here in Tasmania, given that we're already at a social disadvantage compared with the rest of the country.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, do we need to book tickets to this tonight or can we just turn
up? No, it's a free event. It starts at 6 p.m. in the Stanley Burbly Theatre at UTAS. Obviously, we prefer that you did register online, which you can do at events.utas.edu.au. Wow, I managed to get that out. So it is a free event. We've already got over 200 people registered to attend. So obviously it's something that's at the forefront of people's minds.